This is Piero Fassino speaking last June about Italian foreign policy. Looking at a geographical and political map of Europe, one sees how Italy lies at the crossroads of three European dimensions. As a founding member of the European Union, Italy is a fully fledged and indeed primary actor in the Union's integration process. At the same time, Italy also has very strong links to the countries of Central Europe and the Balkans. Finally, Italy is a Mediterranean country, an ideal bridge to the Middle East and the Arab and North African countries. These three European dimensions are complementary. Italian foreign policy aims at pursuing them simultaneously and in parallel. The antiquated and erroneous notions that if one looks to the east, one cannot look south, and that by looking south, a country distances itself from Europe, need to be overcome. As a matter of fact, the exact opposite is true. Italy can act as a crucial bridge between the European Union and those regions closest to it. Precisely on account of its being part of the Euro-Atlantic community, Italy acts as a reference point both for those Central European countries which aim to integrate into the Euro-Atlantic institutions and for those Mediterranean countries which intend to strengthen their ties to the West. This is the framework. This is the framework in which a new Italian Ostpolitik, a policy which aims at projecting and deepening Italy's presence in Central and Southeastern Europe, needs to be placed. Italy has firm historical relations with Central Europe and the Balkans, which go back to the mid-19th century and are rooted in the common struggle by many of Europe's peoples for national independence. Over the course of the past century, these ties have enabled Italy to establish special relationships with countries in the region. In the past few years, moreover, political relations have intensified, and links will become systematic with the expansion of the European Union and NATO. In particular, Italy's territorial contiguity with this region furthers a strategic interest in a common security architecture. On the level of economic and business interests, Italy ranks second overall as a trade partner in the area which stretches from Warsaw to Sofia and holds a strong commercial lead in a number of countries. We also have deep-rooted and long-standing cultural ties which have been renewed with the return of democracy in recent years. All of these factors have brought about a growing and widespread circulation of people and the establishment of stronger ties between Italy and the societies and public opinions in those countries. Moreover, Italy's interest in building a strong presence in Central Europe and the Balkans is not a one-way street. Italy's interest in building a strong presence in Central Europe and the Balkans is not a one-way street. From a reciprocal angle, countries in Central Europe and the Balkans can discover Italy once again as an important partner. As a member of the European Union, of the G7, of NATO, and as a five-time member of the United Nations Security Council, Italy can play a key role in the integration of Central Europe's countries in multilateral institutions. At the same time, Italy is an advanced industrialized country with the know-how, the technology, and the resources required to meet the need to restructure and convert the large and obsolete industrial plants inherited by the centrally planned systems of production. Italy can also meet the demands for a push for the modernisation of infrastructures, as well as the drive to set up an array of small and medium enterprises with the flexibility and adaptability needed to succeed in young consumer markets.